Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast, your window into the world of AI innovation on the island of Ireland. Join us as we explore how AI is harnessed to tackle both business and societal challenges, revealing the cutting-edge solutions emerging from this vibrant AI community. Don't forget to subscribe for the latest updates and insights in the world of AI. Welcome to the AI Ireland podcast. I'm your host, Mark Kelly. This is part two of our engaging five-part Gen AI series. In this episode titled Aligning Data Strategy with Business Goals, we're in conversation with two esteemed experts, Keith Hind and Patrick Callahan. Keith works for GlobalLogic in the UK and Ireland, and Patrick Callahan works for Amazon in Ireland. Together, we'll delve into the critical aspects of maximizing data utilization in line with your business objectives, and our discussion will cover strategies to reduce shadow IT, accelerate time to value, and integrate new use cases seamlessly. This episode is essential for anyone looking to align their data strategy more closely with their business goals and leverage the full potential of their data assets. Join us as we explore these vital topics with insights from AWS and GlobalLogic, offering you practical advice and innovative approaches for your data strategy. Patrick, tell us about some of the challenges that some of the organizations that you're working with face when it comes to data implementation.
Well, to be honest, there's two main areas that we see being the biggest challenges. One is governance, and the other is accessibility. So how do we ensure we get the right data, the correct data, to the right people at the right time? And that seems to still be a struggle for a lot of companies. It's foundational, but it is kind of the fundamental thing that we see going wrong. There's other areas like data literacy skills. So ensuring that the right people can use that data effectively to create the insights that they need.
Keith, building on what Patrick said, do you see anything different?
No, I mean, the focus on the fundamentals and especially around governance and security and privacy, time spent on those is certainly not time wasted.
Patrick, how does it manifest? So you're in this organization, how would you see this and how would you spot this manifestation of that?
Yeah, sometimes there's a lot of frustration in the business teams, especially those using the data want to get it, the different data sets, want to use it effectively, but they're restricted by maybe IT or different areas or governance that doesn't allow them to get to that data. So we see a lot of frustration, and what we see is a little bit of low morale because obviously they're trying to build these insights and they're needed by the business, but it's becoming a bit of a challenge. The other part really is around how do we see them and us, right? So sometimes they won't let me have the data. They are the problem. And that kind of seeps into a lot of organizations. And when that starts to happen again, that frustration kind of bubbles to the top.
And Keith, we can kind of see that within an organization's culture, because if their hearts and minds haven't really been, won over by senior leadership and to drive through a data strategy that's very effective, You need to be mindful of the culture. Have you noticed any differences in cultures that are more successful at this or not?
I think the organizations that are most successful are able to, at a management level, properly define what success looks like and keep people driving towards that. And we discussed this earlier, and that scope or that vision becomes the prism by which every small change gets viewed through. You keep reasserting or reevaluating the changes you make all the way towards that.
Patrick, from the culture perspective, building what Keith said, do you see anything particularly important where cultures have seemed to get it right and the habits and the beliefs seem to work very well?
Yeah, I think, as Keith said, the culture and the mindset is the real differentiator. We have technology and services now to do pretty much anything, but how do we implement that? How do we create the right people, the organizational structure? How do we create the right processes? And then, as you say, the motivation and incentivization of those processes. How do we ensure people are doing the right thing for our business? And I think that's key. And we talked a lot about business alignment and IT alignments. So IT should always be in service of the business requirements. So ensuring that focus, that everything that's being done from a data strategy point of view is aligning with the business strategy.
And when we take that data and
alignment and business alignment and try to bring them together. How important is it to be perfectly aligned?
Very important. I mean, it drives everything that you're doing. And when people start to deviate from that, or they start getting frustration, or they can't understand why those decisions are made, it starts to manifest itself as things like shadow IT and data duplication. All these kind of issues creep in, particularly in an environment where the cloud, where you've got almost unfettered innovation, if allowed to grow unchecked.
When you look at an effective data strategy through to implementation, how do you start to measure that? And big picture is obviously important, and you'll move towards that North Star. But what type of metrics would you look to introduce?
From a data strategy point of view, there is some metrics that are kind of obvious, but, you know, data utilization, the sharing of data, the usage, the security, things that are in place. But also we need to think about the business priorities and their, you know, the business metrics that we want to track. Because if our data strategy isn't aligned with our business strategy, and the data strategy isn't feeding in and improving the business metrics, then really our data strategy isn't fit for our business. So we always need to be reevaluating and being agile enough to be able to pivot slightly on different data strategy techniques or data management tooling or things like that, to be ensuring that whatever we're doing is making sure the business metrics are the ones we're focusing on.
And Patrick, would you build on that answer in terms of some of the challenges you've witnessed within organizations?
Yeah, most of it, the data-related challenges come down to two things. One is governance, and the second is accessibility. So we want to make sure that we have accurate, correct data to get to the right people at the right times to create the insights that we're really trying to drive. And the accessibility part can be whether we're storing data in the right place and in data lakes or data warehouses, or just accessing that data through relevant tools that we want to use every day.
This might be challenging sometimes to spot or to notice. How does it manifest, Keith?
The frustration that Patrick mentioned, it manifests itself in things like shadow IT, you know, people going off and developing their own solutions when they can't get them from core IT, and things like unfettered data copying, which obviously is dangerous for any organization.
For customers you're working with day to day, Patrick, have you seen any other ways that it manifests?
Yeah, so frustration is the big one. And obviously that creates a bit of tension, usually between the business and IT, around how do we share data. IT have unfortunately become the guardians of a lot of this data. So the availability and accessibility creates frustration when the business can't get to the data they need to be more successful. And that can create low morale and a them and us type attitude.
We look at business alignment and effective data strategy implementation. How important is that alignment to get right?
It's critical. You know, without aligning it towards the business need, you know, a data strategy should always be about ends and not necessarily about means. Setting that big picture and driving towards it is critical to success.
And how important is it to add in that agility within that data and business strategy? Because although we want those outcomes, the world is moving very quickly.
Yeah, and that can be distracting as well, right? We want to make sure that we have a North Star vision, both for our business and for our data strategy. But we want to, you know, start small and scale fast. We want to iterate quickly and build what we would call a flywheel to ensure that we're, you know, the speed of innovation is accelerating, but also that time to value is accelerating as well.
And when we're building small and scaling fast, and it's the ultimate dream for most organizations, what metrics do we need to measure? How do we stay on point, knowing that the outcomes that we want now and for the future, we're measuring them effectively?
Yeah, it's a marathon, not a sprint in some of these. And a lot of the time, what we want to do is align our data strategy metrics with our business priority and our business metrics, because we want to ensure that we're driving new insights, growing market share, all those things for the business. And without those metrics, the data strategy isn't working for us. But there's other, you know, specific to data strategy. We want to think about data utilization. We want to think about data sharing. We want to make sure the right people are using the right data in the right way. To your point, reducing some of the shadow IT or data copy.
Would you build on that or anything else that you're seeing?
A lot of focus on time to value. So, you know, time to insight and how long it takes to onboard new use cases, particularly when the external influences are out there, things like regulatory demands on how data is shared and around an organization. And also with new technologies coming along that demand access to vast quantities of data to be able to realize.
It's an incredibly exciting time, and you can't help but think about the possibilities of Gen AI within your business. Mm. And most organizations are having these conversations, or if they're not, they will be. How important is it to earn the right with your data strategy to start to utilize generative AI? Or is there any quick fixes to start utilizing it now?
I would say there's no real quick fixes other than using the services that are available to you from AWS and others. But I do believe a good data strategy will get you there a lot quicker. It's still the same diligence. It's still the same fundamentals. Do I have correct data that can be used for things like machine learning or generative AI? We want to make sure that we're building a data strategy from the ground up that enables a better business and better outcomes.
Keith, what's your perspective?
I think data strategy is still critical to all of those. Certainly to Gen AI, but also any machine learning use case. Without that, you're not going to get the data securely in the right place to be able to get maximum value.
I'm really, really excited to unveil my new book, AI Unleashed, Navigating the AI Revolution as a Business Executive, which is now accessible to purchase on Amazon and Amazon Kindle. This publication is the fruit of half a decade's worth of meticulous research and high-level conversations with experts in the field, both in Ireland and globally. The book is particularly timely, featuring current discussions on AI governance in the European Union and North America. If you're aiming to grasp the full scope of AI, ready your enterprise for its transformative power, and utilize it to your advantage, this book is specifically crafted for you. It serves as a pragmatic guide, clarifying misconceptions and presenting real-world insights for leaders entering the AI sphere. The book covers an extensive array of subjects, from AI's role in diverse industries to generative AI applications, and provides guidance on avoiding typical missteps in AI initiatives, all supported by the most recent studies. Additionally, the book highlights case studies and applications that have earned accolades at AI awards throughout the years and emphasizes top-notch AI utilization in Ireland. For executives, polyarchitects, or technology aficionados seeking to make sense of the intricate world of AI, AI Unleashed, Navigating AI Revolution is your essential handbook. So it's now available on Amazon. This book furnishes you with the expertise and instruments required to deploy AI both effectively and ethically.